Episode 1A, Small Town. They ran, not really knowing from what, just knowing that their lives were in danger. The great shadow also ran, seeing their every move, then pounced. The nation of Arendeep, a land of people and elves, and of Disagran, a land of orcs and dwarves, had been at war for a millennia, and neither side had won any major victories. The forces of the orc army were growing by the minute, and the proud leaders of Arendeep refused to believe that their forces were vastly inferior. Word of this reached the ears of a young elf in the service of Lord Gargox, governor of the province of Sai. The elf went by the name of Sidsin, and he had overheard a conversation by the five lords of Arendeep to dethrone the king. He was not entirely against it, for the king was naive to the inferiority of his armies, but was otherwise a fair king. Sidsin decided that he would go against the plot, but decided that he alone was not in any way powerful enough to stop the plot. Johnson, a recent immigrant to Arendeep, had heard a knock on his door. He ignored it. Another knock, this time more urgent. He opened the door. "Oh, it's you," he said, met by a very awkward-looking Sidsin standing in with muddy boots in a doorway. A newly polished doorway, if that. Johnson sighed. "Look down, city." "Oh, sorry, Johnny, old boy," Sidsin exclaimed with a rather nervous tone to his voice. "Just come in and take off those filthy boots," shouted Johnson, raising his voice every few words. "So you're saying that you, of all people, want me, of all people, to help that miserable king that I dislike, might I add, keep his miserable power," mumbled Johnson. "In a word, yes," replied Sidsin, very awkwardly. "You know this would require going back to the Lord's Meeting Castle, listening in on the rest of their plot, and escaping alive, and alerting the king before it's too late," screamed Johnson. "It will be harder to get back to the castle than it was to come here," said Sidsin. "And why is that?" said Johnson, a hint of suspicion in his voice. "Oh, I stole a lord's house to get here. The constable will chase us on the way back," mumbled Sidsin, rather dully. "You stole a what?" shouted Johnson, screaming. "No, not a what, a horse," said Sidsin, who was oblivious to human expressions, which we will see him learn in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this first episode of my podcast. Thanks for listening.